Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. And having a great visit with our good friend Steve DelBianco. Steve is vice president with the Association for Competitive Technologies. That's actonline.org. Steve, tell us about Act Online and NetChoice, too.
Yeah, ACT, or the Association for Competitive Technologies, is trying to protect the ability of software developers, entrepreneurs, consultants, and systems integrators to do business in the U.S. and around the world. And NetChoice is really about tearing down barriers to e-commerce, things like taxes, or restrictions on the ability for folks to buy or sell things online.
Are awful laws, right?
That's right.
And counting the awful laws that we're talking about. And folks, don't forget, you can check them out at actonline.org and netchoice.org. So I encourage you to go there and check them out. And you talked about the people that you work for, the technology, the small business technology folks, but also, you know, can't forget their customers. People like me and other small business owners out there who benefit from the innovation that those companies create, and having the ability to do that in the marketplace without a bunch of extra government regulations is a big deal to us, and to small business owners, whether they know it or not. And one of the things I want to pick up on is something I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to talk about. In the previous segment, we talked about the Do Not Track Privacy Bill, and why you and I both think it's a bad thing. One of the problems with that bill is it might make it harder for people like me, for example, to not me, because I don't fit into this category exactly, but companies who do what I do, provide content, provide information, things like that online for free. If that bill is passed, it might make it harder for somebody to make that information and those resources available for free.
And what's the effect of that? If advertisers are going to spend less to put ads on AskJim.biz or Google.com or Facebook.com, right, those ads bring in less revenue. So what do those companies have to do? They either have to show more ads or spend a lot less money,
right,
on developing new features, services, generating new content. Look, you get nothing really for free. The reason all these services are free is that advertisers are paying for it.
Right.
And those advertisers use targeted information to deliver ads that are most relevant to the person on the other end of that computer screen.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
this bill has a huge cost to it. This is not a freebie here. This bill has such a huge cost, and when people realize that, they reject the idea behind this bill. And that's what we try to do, is to highlight some attention on it.
Absolutely, folks. And this is an example of some politician thinking it makes sense to think about do not call, so do not track. If one's right, the other one must be right too, without realizing how the real marketplace works. And maybe even when they realize it, not caring. And if you've heard me say before, folks, it's the reason why I'm glad we have folks like Steve and his organization who are standing in the breach for us to make sure that these politicians don't harm us in ways that maybe they planned to or maybe they didn't plan to. It doesn't matter. The harm is still done. So, Steve, congratulations to you. Thank you for your work on this. What's another one of your eye-awful laws that you're kind of mad at right now?
Thanks, Jim. Number two on the list is a California state bill. And we were able to defeat it last year, but it's back. And this is a bill in California that would make it illegal for a social networking site. Think about MySpace or Facebook. Would make it illegal for them to display the address or phone number of a 17-year-old, a 16-year-old, who was legally on that site and wanted to display his or her address or phone number to their friend. So this suddenly makes it illegal for them to do that.
Hmm.
Think about the implications, though. Broad definition of social networking sites means that even websites run by schools and universities, even where only the friends or other members of that school community are in, would not be able to show it. That's going to get in the way of things that coaches want to do and teachers to better communicate. It also means that teenagers, a 17-year-old going on Facebook, is simply going to lie about her age.
What's the motivation behind this bill, Steve?
The legislator in this case has a feeling that these teenagers are sharing their phone numbers without truly understanding the consequences of doing so. But I really believe that when a teenager enrolls in Facebook and puts up a profile, including her pictures, and she picks several hundred of her closest friends to share everything with, she knows exactly what she's doing.
What you just described, Steve, with regard to the legislator, is the definition of the nanny state.
I couldn't have said it better.
The nanny state, nanny folks. Folks, we got to get the government out of our lives. We got to take responsibility for our kids, for our own lives. We got to get the government out of our lives. We've got to take back our liberties. We can't let them continue to encroach even more. And that's the reason why I'm so proud of Steve DelBianco and his organization for publishing these eye-awful bills twice a year. Steve, thanks for doing it, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Good job. Steve DelBianco, ladies and gentlemen, actonline.org and netchoice.org. Check those out. I'll be back tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.